Guys, it's Afi, aka Author of Faith, and welcome back to 90 Days of Confessions to Change Your Life. And today's confession is I forgive. So this confession is another two-parter, and I decided to do I forgive first because I want to drive home a point that one of the facets of forgiveness when it comes to the Lord is that in order for him to forgive you, you have to forgive other people when they wrong you. So that's not just my conclusion. I'm going to give you the scripture where the scripture that I found that helped me to come to that conclusion. And it is Matthew 6 verses 14 through 15. And it reads, "For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." I think that's pretty cut and dry. I think it's pretty black and white, and I think it's very plain. So I just want to say that when it comes to God, I believe that he'll forgive pretty much anything as long as you repent and you repent sincerely. And whether we think we need that forgiveness or not, we do. And something that I've noticed when it comes to forgiveness is that when we understand the nature of God, when we understand the nature of God and we understand that he will forgive us for anything as long as we repent and turn away, we seem to struggle with the thought that he expects us to do the same thing when it comes to others who are sinning against us. Now, I'm not talking about, someone cut you off in a traffic jam, or someone said something racist or offensive, even though things like that are hurtful, things like that are hurtful. What I'm talking about is, someone who raped you, someone who attacked you and disfigured you for life, someone who through wrongful accusations or bringing disciplinary charges that stuck, they caused you to lose a job. I'm talking about someone who determined an outcome in your life that permanently affected you. I'm talking about somehow they got you placed in prison and you didn't commit the crime. I'm talking serious stuff. Those things are hard to forgive, and I understand that. But what I want you to understand is that there's some very serious crimes that you have committed against the Lord, and he forgives you of them all. I want to take just a quick moment to pause so that you can allow that to sink in. There are very serious crimes that you have committed against the Lord, whether you might think they're serious or not, they're serious crimes in the Lord's eyes, and he has forgiven you for them all. He's forgiven you. So taking that into consideration, I hope that that puts your consideration of forgiving others when they have severely wronged you into a different light. Now, that's not to minimize the emotional pain that you go through on the back end. That's not to minimize the permanent effects that these things have placed on your life. But even with those permanent effects, I promise you that if you give it to the Lord, he may not be able to erase it completely. He may not be able to erase it completely, but what he will be able to do is to take those circumstances and make you new. He will give you a new life, even if those things never go away. So it's a win-win if you forgive when it comes to the Lord. So again, it's not to minimize anything that you've gone through. It's not to minimize anything or a crime even that someone has committed against you. It's not to minimize that. I'm not here to do that, because I recognize that things like that happen in life and it's serious. It matters to you, so it matters to the Lord. But here's another question I want to ask you before we close this out, which is, are you willing for the Lord to never forgive you of your sin simply because you refuse to forgive someone else, no matter how bad it was? Now, if you're actually going to sit there and tell me yes, well, you know what? If you want to forfeit making it into heaven because you refuse to forgive, God bless you, sister. I can't do it. I've had to learn how to make peace with certain things because I don't want to get left behind after the rapture. Okay, I've read the book of Revelation. That's not a situation that I want to be stuck in. So I am like, Lord, I can't do it. So you're gonna have to show me how to forgive this person because I want you to forgive me of all the things that I have done in this life because I don't want to get left here after the rapture. That's how serious that is for me. So again, I want to ask you, are you willing to forfeit making it to heaven after this life is over because you refuse to forgive? And I hope the answer is no. So, again, today's confession is I forgive. And don't forget to confess your way to success. And don't forget to join in tomorrow for tomorrow's confession.